your time is at hand. As warriors you have come to keep the light burning in all hearts, in all lands. This your work must now begin. Children, clouds are drawing near. Shadows cover the land. Freedom must be your song. Love your melody. Spread God's peace in love's perfume. May God's joy lead your way. Never forget who you are. You
That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we are coming into a very exciting week for many, many reasons. Tomorrow night is the full moon in Pisces, which is my birthday, and my sun and moon are in Pisces, so I'm really getting hit with that. And we're going into the fall equinox, which means we're having a change of seasons, but with the full moon right there with it, we're going to have a lot of changes. So my guest tonight is the famed astrologer Mark Dodich, and he is here to help guide us through this last quarter as we enter 2022. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
Very good. Happy equinox.
Thank you. So what happens when a full moon hits your sun and moon at 29 degrees right on my cusp of my fourth house?
Well, any full moon, it's going to pull you apart at the seams to hopefully put you back together in a better way. But when it lands on something in your chart, it's like shining a big old spotlight on it.
Well, it lands on two things, Mark. It lands on my fourth house cusp exact, but it also lands on my Neptune in Virgo at the my ninth and tenth house. And I thought that might be interesting because you know I want to produce a movie.
Certainly. Film photography or shooting YouTube videos or all that sort of thing is Neptune. Mm-hmm. So that would be good. And the Virgo part is let's get organized. Let's make a plan and work the plan.
And it seems to be starting to happen, so I'm excited about that. So what do you think is one of the most important things coming up in the next couple of weeks?
Well, the short-term thing I want to say is, obviously, we're going to have a lot to do with relationships, and that's because when we cast a chart for the equinox for the next 3 months, on one side, you've got the moon and Aries. Of course, the moon wants warm and fuzzies, curl up by the fire, but Aries wants to go do its own independent thing. And on the other side of the sky is, of course, the Libra, Mercury in Libra, with Mercury's intellect and ideas and communications. So obviously communicating in relationships, but it's also going to be the balance of, and I don't care whether we're talking about people's love life or their business relationships or their family relationships, they're going to need to make sure their intellect and their emotions are on the same page, you know, head and heart, because when they're opposite each other, like a full moon, the sun and moon are opposite, you know, you get very good perspective, but you have two things that want something different at the same time. Libra wants to be in a relationship, and Aries wants to go do its own independent thing.
Some people like to have their cake and eat it, too.
Well, it's great if you can find the proper balance is the key. And, of course, it is the season of balance being fall equinox. And the other piece is not to throw too many terms out at our audience, but what we call a T-square, which I like to define as a three-legged chair that wishes it had four legs. And that is the planet Pluto, which is the let go and let God burn my bridges behind me, is challenging this pattern of head versus heart for the next quarter. And so everybody's going to be looking, and I don't know how you've seen it, Elizabeth, with a lot of clients I've seen having gone through this COVID situation, is, you know, I hear things like, the person I thought was my friend isn't my friend anymore, or I don't want to hang out with those people anymore.
That's happening. What I'm getting for me is that the people that I had such respect for, I'm finding out really don't deserve it, nor do they respect me. And that's hard.
It is hard. And the way I'm looking at it is, you know, our whole world is going to a new level.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. And it's not easy.
And we've seen breaking up a lot of patterns, oftentimes not in very nice ways in our world. But, you know, to go to a new level, sometimes you got to break up the old structures to be able to move on.
I think the most wonderful thing I ever learned from Louise Hay was the sentence, how did I bring this to myself? What is the lesson? Now, I had an experience today that I didn't like. And I found myself being the old, I'm going to cross my arms across my chest and I'm going to be complaining and all that stuff. Well, that's so old stuff. That's what we used to do. And so I saw myself doing that and I started to laugh. And I said, no. What is the lesson? Well, the lesson for me was the people that I was with were not in tune at all. And it was very hard to watch that for me. Because you see the third dimensional reality. And when you see people that are really stuck in, you know, money, sex, and all that stuff, it's sad that there's nothing beyond that for them at that age.
And, you know, that's one thing I've seen over the years is you'll see the people who talk a good talk, but the actions in their life don't necessarily follow that path.
And I agree.
I think that's a message for all of us to walk our talk and to be in our personal integrity. And when we do that, then the craziness of the world doesn't have quite the grip on us that, you know, can when we're off in emotion reactive behavior.
You know what I have fun with, Mark? I have fun with looking at what I would have done and what I actually did do and seeing the difference. Seeing the love brought in and the judgment melting, seeing the ability to embrace whatever the pain is, and knowing that when you do that and you have understanding, it will go away. It's just amazing. Did you ever do that? Years ago, I would have done this.
Yeah, in fact, we must be tuned in because just earlier today I had my meditation group and I was talking about how 20-year-old me would have behaved in a certain way regarding a situation. Mm-hmm. And hopefully older and wiser me chose a different path, you know, a more, shall we call it a more enlightened path than my 20-year-old would have done.
Well, what happens to your body is the key. What I'm finding out through my studies of what I'm in the middle of my project is that emotions are important. Logic is important. Emotions are more important. And the reason that they are is because they reflect in your body. So if you have a habit of saying, I never have anything, I'm always broke, there's never this, there's never that, then you're creating it. But then all of a sudden you may change jobs and get a raise and feel happy. You should feel happy, but you keep going back into that old, oh, I'll never have, how did this happen type thing. And that can be very destructive. You're holding it in your body, those emotions. And that's what we mean when we say let go.
Right. And that's the message of Pluto for this quarter is, where are we holding on to old ideas or old emotions? Mm-hmm. That it's time to move on. It's time to, I don't know, to use a Jupiter word, open our belief system to something larger.
And sometimes it's time to move on from your tribe or your group and go on to a new group.
And I know that's difficult for people. It's certainly difficult for me. But, you know, sometimes you just have to do it. And just as a dumb kind of example is my dentist just retired. And I had the same dentist for 20 years, you know. Well, you know, teeth are a big issue for a lot of people, myself included. And breaking in a new dentist or them breaking me in is like this just major issue.
It is.
It's unavoidable.
That's so funny because I have to do the same thing. As you know, I moved to New Hampshire from Pennsylvania, and I've been here 2 years, and I've been going to Pennsylvania to the dentist, but now I'm realizing that I really can't do that anymore. I've got to find one up here, and I'm terrified because I've had my dentist. I only had two dentists in my whole life except for when I was younger, and the first one passed away, and the second one I met very luckily, and he has been wonderful. And it's been 22 years, and so now I have to find a new one, and I guess I will. I have to just, first of all, sit down, go inside, and ask Spirit to bring me the one that matches my energy, and then trust the universe.
Yeah, and I always joke that when I don't change, change comes looking for me.
Yeah, that's good.
And in my case, I only get a holistic dentist, and there aren't that many around.
That's true.
And so I was fortunate to find someone who had a shared philosophy, who was also a dentist.
Yeah, I got lucky too with the one in Pennsylvania, but that's 400 miles now, so it's really hard to go down there, especially if you need a root canal or an implant.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes we have to change whether we like it or not, and when we get out the other side, we say we're better off for it.
Lucky that you can find one that can give you the experience. I'll never be better off for another dentist. The one I have is just wonderful, but I would be better off having one closer that I could feel harmony with.
Well, that's one of the challenges you're talking about. As you know, all year this year, we have the planet Saturn, which actually rules teeth in astrology. And boundaries and rules and restrictions and the good old way of doing thing is making a challenge we call a square to Uranus. And that's happening three times this year, of which we've February, June, and coming up again in December before we talk again. And, you know, Uranus says it's time for new and innovation. And my dentist was kind of an old school guy, and the new dentist has all the fancy new equipment and everything like that. And so here's this challenge coming to the very simple ways that we live our life day to day. And, of course, we're seeing it on the society level as well.
Yes, we are. And my dentist has all the new stuff, and the ones up here are still scraping and scraping without using the new stuff. And that's what I don't like. I don't want to go back to that. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. And see, the message for the listeners is we've got this one part that says, I'm ready for something new and something free. That's the planet Uranus. Something innovative. I need more free time. And the other part is Saturn, which says, hey, I still have to pay my mortgage. I still have to pay my rent and be responsible. And the example I've been using is, I know you know this, Elizabeth, but I cut my practice down. I only see clients 3 days a week now because I said, I'm not getting any younger and I want more time for Mark. And so I'm still trying to be responsible to the people that I've worked with for 20, 30 years. And at the same time, I'm saying Mark needs more time for Mark.
Well, I just went through the time of really having to let go of work and move here and redo the house. I refurbished a house, and people that have ever built or refurbished know what that takes. And it's been 2 years, but now I'm at the end of it and I have to get back out there again. So I'm having fun doing that. I'm starting a new book and I've got a new manager. So, and that all just happened in the last 2 months, Mark. So I know I'm in the new energies, right? Let's talk a little bit about Uranus and Taurus and what happens when Saturn isn't squaring, or some of the important points this year, as you said, December, what that could bring.
Well, and we'll start with that, but we're going to have to also add in that we're coming into eclipse season at the same time. So yep. We're going to have more power to it.
Add a node change.
Yeah. And the node change, the soul destiny points are going to change at the new year, which will tie into the lunar eclipse in November. But with Saturn, first off, it's in Aquarius, which actually it likes Aquarius. So opening to innovative new technologies and all that, but doing it in a slow but sure way. And then Uranus is freedom, revolution kind of energy. So we've seen that, not to get all political, but we saw that on January 6th at the Capitol building between government versus revolutionaries. We see it in the whole COVID thing versus the government versus the ones who, and I don't care whether people are for or against the COVID vaccine, but that is playing out in between government and revolutionaries on so many different levels. And the ideal, the way I'm saying it is, how can you have more freedom, more creativity, more innovation in your life, but still be responsible and not run and scream off into the woods like a crazy person?
Well, people are screaming off in the woods like a crazy person, and we've been having demonstrations and upsets all over. I'd like to know when that could be coming down.
Well, I don't think soon, because even though this Saturn square Uranus will be done at the end of this year, it's going to come back for within one degree of perfect in October of 2022. So my hope is that it's going to start to wind down this year, whatever this craziness is.
But that, you know, in my meditations, I asked when this would change and start improving. And in my meditation, I got the date February 23rd, 2023. And what's on that date? Is that when Saturn changes signs? I'd love to know, Mark.
Well, I can take a quick look here. But we know that Jupiter's going to move into Pisces, so that's expansion, you know, moving to the next level. We know, as you said earlier, that the nodes are changing into Taurus and Scorpio for the next year and a half, so that's another shift that's coming. And as to February 23rd, I'm not seeing anything that just jumps out at me, is what I'll say. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'll say.
Where is Saturn on that day? Is it in Pisces?
It's at 17 degrees Aquarius.
So it's going to be Aquarius next year.
Okay. But one thing that we'll talk that would be next year conversation is this Jupiter, which gave us what I call a movie preview between the middle of May and the end of July when it poked its nose into Pisces temporarily, is going to come back in Pisces. And by the time we get to February of 2022, it's going to align with Neptune. So you've got this big, expansive, philosophical energy aligning with spiritual or escapist Neptune.
Well, that's a movie, that's for sure.
It's certainly a movie. I would think that it would stimulate people's desire to travel again.
Well, that would. And what about the government? Is there anything positive for that? Because right now we really are in trouble, and I do not want to lose our Constitution.
Well, you know, the issue is as we've talked before, that next year, and it takes about 2 years to go through, the planet Pluto is coming back to home base where it was on July 4, 1777.
Yeah, you said that. 1776?
1776, sorry. July 4th, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways, that is a transit that takes 2 or 3 years minimum to go through. And so it's like a death and rebirth from, our core United States level is. And then the question is what is the vision we're holding with the Jupiter, Neptune, and psychic Pisces?
Which can be an illusion. You know, we're getting told everything's going to be wonderful, everything's going to be free, and then you find out that it really isn't. And when you change over to cyber money, you find out that you've lost some freedom. And now they're trying to change all kinds of things. The defund the police and releasing prisoners to me is crazy.
It's
not okay.
Well, see, each and every one of us is going to have to make a choice. Are we going to live in a higher vision, or are we going to live in a fearful, oh my God, the sky is falling kind of a vision?
Yeah, we have to live in a higher vision in order to bring it forth and trust that we'll get beyond it. You know, they say that if you don't think about it, it won't touch you. Now, I don't know if that's really true, Mark, but I do know that it might be down the road, and people are talking about property being confiscated and them coming into your homes just like the Civil War. I don't know. I don't know if I see that coming, but I do see upsets. And, of course, higher taxes is always very punishing. Is there anything that can tell us about taxes in astrology?
Well, I definitely think that the tax base is going to change the way they're doing things. Just because our workforce is going to be changing because of robotics coming in with all the, you know, the new Aquarius energy that's already started and will be coming in even more by 2024.
They want us to have electronic cars by that time, 2024 to 2026. But the only thing is, if we do that, where are we going to get the electricity from? Because we don't have enough now. We're having brownouts now. How are we going to get more electricity to support the greater need for electricity?
Well, and the other issue is they want to go mine the bottom of the sea where there's a lot of minerals that are used in electronics.
Yeah, lithium.
The environmental view is, hey, that's a really bad thing to mess with. And the money part says, we need these minerals in a great deal to make more chips.
And, of course, we've already destroyed the ocean with the wonderful garbage that's in it. And the fish are dying now. And to stir it up even more might break the balance. We have to keep things in balance at all times. Here's another thing. Did you know that the moon is not in the same place that it should be? The moon is more southwest. And now they're saying down at the Antarctica that the icebergs are acting strangely in certain areas, and they're not forming, or the water isn't the same. It's swirling, and it's swirling in the opposite direction than it should. So we probably are in for a polar shift. I know we've had one, but do you think that we could be getting a larger one?
Well, I kind of go to science for that, because, yes, we're overdue for a polar shift, but they say that a polar shift can take 700 years to take place.
Yes. Well, maybe it's in the middle of it now, because it was 90 degrees in the North Pole. And I hear, the internet, but science, I think science is saying that the polar North Pole is no longer there. It's over in Siberia someplace.
It has been. I haven't looked at recent numbers, but I know it was going about 25 miles a year east in that direction. Mm-hmm. But I haven't checked on that recently. But we know it because the Chinese have been trying to buy up. In fact, they stopped in Iceland letting the Chinese buy up all the stuff because of the Northern Passage. It's going to come. Same with the whole Greenland story. Is at the end of the Northern Passage that is starting to open up every year.
Well, yeah, it's melting away with Greenland. But let's go back to the node change and what could be coming with the eclipses. Now, we have a November eclipse and a December eclipse. It's November 19th. Is that right?
That's correct. And so just for our listeners, and this is not 100% true for the astrologers who are listening, but eclipses stay in the same polarity of signs for about a year and a half, and then they go away for 9 years. So since the spring of 2020, the nodes, which are spiritual destiny points, which tie into eclipses, have been in Gemini and Sagittarius. And these are incredibly restless signs. We're seeing people that don't want to go back to the job that they used to have pre-COVID. Or I've seen a number of clients put their stuff in storage and go off in an RV.
I've seen that too. Quite a few. That's amazing because they don't want to, they're restless. They don't know where they want to live. So they go and stay in different areas. Yeah, that's fascinating to me.
And the same is going on with just life in general. People say they want to change, but they don't know what that change is. Mm-hmm. And I call Gemini the butterfly in the field of flowers because it likes to check everything out. Well, with the November 19th lunar eclipse, it's going to be the first of a series of eclipses in Taurus and Scorpio.
And it's also fixed instead of mutable. I know that's important.
Yeah, and the way I'm viewing that is, well, we've been looking at all these options for the last year and a half. And when we get into this more grounded or fixed energy, we're going to have to make some choices. Yeah, it's
time that's to make what some next choices. Year is about. It's so funny. I call it the year of action. We've all talked about what we want to do, but we haven't done it. Next year, we make the choices, and some of them might be very difficult.
Yeah, and see, at the same time, the solar eclipse, which in the eastern and central time zones is going to be on December 4th, is going to be the last of the eclipses in Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is associated with our belief system, you know, going to new levels, expansion are Sagittarius words. And so where are we all going to be called to take a risk on ourselves to go to the next level? And at the same time, this lunar eclipse is saying, hey, baby, this is the first of these eclipses. It's time to start making some choices for our life.
Yeah, that's true.
And so it's certainly going to be a transitional quarter coming up because those soul destiny points don't move actually into Taurus until January.
So the November eclipse is Sag and the December eclipse is Scorpio. Is that what you're saying?
We got that. I confused you. The lunar eclipse on November 19th is in, of course, the moon will be in Taurus and the sun will be in Scorpio.
Okay.
And that's the more emotional one, pull you apart one. And then the December 3rd, 4th solar eclipse is the new beginnings in Sagittarius, which is I must take a risk on myself to expand my belief system to go to larger levels.
And maybe that's when people will start finding new jobs if they're tired of their old ones.
And I use 3 months on either side of an eclipse as a general range for it. So we're already moving into that energy now.
After Mercury comes out of retrograde.
Yeah. if I could just go off on a tangent for a second. We know that over this past summer that all five of the outer planets have been retrograde. And, of course, that happens every year. It's just not usually all retrograde at the same time, okay? And so a lot of people have felt like they're treading water or going nowhere fast, or they know they need to make some decisions, but they just can't make them right now, or they're stuck on hold, or, you know, that kind of a feeling.
Mm-hmm. And between
October 6th and 18th, we're going to have three of those planets plus Mercury ending its retrograde period. And so that's kind of a sign that, finally things are going to get moving again.
Yeah, because everything is retrograde now. Five planets are retrograde, right?
They're all
going to start moving in October. And that's when we're all going to start moving, actually, I think, to a new reality and a new beginning for everybody. For our housing, for our parents, for our money, for our kids, for our schools, our jobs. I do think everything, but something will trigger it. I'm not sure what that is.
Well, and I like to tell clients that it's like getting a train moving from a dead stop. Yes, it's going to get moving, but it doesn't happen as quickly as they might want it to.
No, they have to get traction first. Balance and traction. And of course, you receive balance by really going within and doing your meditations. So we're halfway through, Mark. We need to take a break and do our station break. And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm on the air with Mark Dodich, the astrologer of the day. He's wonderful. And we'll both be right back after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of September 20th through September 26th, 2021. This week alerts us to the fact that some strategic planning can go a long way. The early days of the week are best for thinking and planning, such as designing an ad or setting dates for courses or going over some written contracts. Some stagnant energy arrives midweek as we experience the fall equinox, weather changes, and a change of seasons. This tends to throw the monkey wrench into your work and slow down or stall your plans. The Pisces full moon is on Monday, September 20th at 29 degrees Pisces. That's a critical degree. Depending on where it falls in your chart, you will have some action in that area. So contact Elizabeth Joyce if you want to know the facts of what's going on with you. The energy is talkative as communication planet Mercury makes harmony with big ideas Jupiter in Aquarius. It's time to communicate your high ideals and your innovative ideas. Also, this inspired full moon in Pisces conjuncts Neptune, making it an excellent day for writing, filmmaking, or any kind of creative visualization. It should really work for you. It's got the juice this time. At the same time, ambitious Mars opposes the Sun, making it a difficult time to get things done. Then Mars and the Sun move to make harmony in hardworking Saturn in the coming week. So you can put your high ideals into practical action. Begin to talk about your ideas at the full moon and then go to work creating them within the next week or so. Otherwise, it'll be just all show and no go. We get these great ideas. And then we stop ourselves by not following through. And that is one of the signs of why we don't get where we want to get as fast as we would like. Pisces is a visionary sign, and it opposes Virgo, the hardworking sign. Pisces can dream all these wonderful thoughts and ideas and visionaries, and Virgo can take them and bring them down to earth and put them into practical manifestation. Midweek, avoid forcing your ideas onto other people and allow lots of time for traffic on Wednesday morning because it happens to be the energies of the fall equinox all day. The fall equinox occurs exactly in the middle of the afternoon on Wednesday, September 22nd. So push that button and put your energy on. Slow it down a little bit. Virgo Mercury is challenging my way or the highway Pluto, which means it's a good time to take a breath, some very deep breaths, before impulsively speaking or cutting someone off in traffic who cut you off. Bosses may squash your inner ideas as well, leading you to feel frustrated and not appreciated and totally misunderstood. It's best to continue those deep breaths and put off making any decisions until a day or so. Let the energy pass. You might wake up early on Thursday as Venus makes a challenge to aspect that planet Uranus, that electricity. It can be very exciting one way or the other. Ease into Thursday morning if you're able. It's a tricky day because everyone is so sensitive and quick to internalize requests or revisions. The moon is in Taurus on Friday, and the energy is activated and resolved. Thank goodness. The moon conjuncts Uranus, making you charge full speed ahead and not really caring about the feelings of others when it opposes Venus later Friday afternoon. Luckily, an extremely productive energy will return on the weekend as Mars trines Saturn, and your best laid plans can now be carried out to perfection. An exhausting square to the moon with Saturn on Saturday night brings it a time to make plans to go to bed a little early. You'll feel it. Sunday morning brings a zesty airtime as the moon, sun, Mars, and Saturn keep things moving along smoothly all day. Even though it's the weekend, this is an excellent day to work on projects and focus on anything that's piled up with your housework, such as duties, chores, laundry, shopping, whatever you need to do to keep everything in order and straightforward. Time to clean it all up. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her special guest, famed astrologer Mark Dodich.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I walked among trees shedding orange. Sailed in the wind. clouds to a gold burning star. I sang in the heart of the blaze. In sparks like stars, my song fell to the earth, where orange leaves dance in the wind. Where orange leaves dance.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How are you, everybody? We're having a wonderful discussion tonight on this next quarter's astrology with my renowned astrologer, Mark Dobadich. And Mark, the one question that I wanted to ask you is, what's the difference between a mutable north node and a fixed north node? Because the Saturn, the Gemini has been mutable, and now we're going into Scorpio, which is fixed.
Yes. So the story I like to tell in lectures is I say that the cardinal signs are like the elephants in the parade. Everybody's watching them. And that's the Aries, Libra, Capricorn, Cancer. And then following the elephants are the fixed signs, you know, cleaning up all the messes mm-hmm. that we made. And that is your Taurus, Scorpio, and Aquarius, Leo. And those are the ones that are, let's call them the signs that are good at persevering and enduring. And they're the ones that say, I'm a survivor, I can get through anything. Mm-hmm. But they're also the ones who have lessons in learning to let go. What do we need to release? What do we need to let go of? And then the mutable are the adaptable, or I like to call them the Zen. They watch the elephants. They watch the guys who are following the elephants and adapting and flexing. And, of course, that's the Gemini and Sagittarius nodes that we're leaving. As well as the other side is the Virgo Pisces, which is the full moon that we're looking at.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So it might be a little more difficult these next. It's not going to be as easy flowing as immutable.
Well, let's just say that hard-headed people that have trouble adapting and changing are going to have, you know, having some challenges with what's going on.
They're going to get pushed into decisions, like we talked about.
Yeah, or be forced to change, like we were talking at break, that my 90-year-old mother, who had lived in the same house for 50 years, has now gone to independent living, and she's had some adapting problems with that.
So I have Sharon on the phone from Tennessee, and her birthday is September 25th, 1953. And Mark, she's going in for surgery tomorrow, and expects to be bedridden for a couple of months. So she wants to talk to you. Hello, Sharon. How are you?
Hi, doing well, all things considered. Yeah, I had that question. I think I'll heal faster than what they tell me, but I just want to know how the surgery was going to go. But then I also had a worldly question.
Let's do the surgery first. Don't ask the question yet. Let's do the surgery first. Mark, what do you see, especially with Mercury going retrograde on Friday?
Well, first off, I don't panic when Mercury goes retrograde. I leave extra time in my schedule. I carry extra cash. I don't book appointments. Or in the case, I had an eye surgery a couple of years ago during Mercury retrograde. Mm-hmm. And, of course, she's in a few days before. And the only thing that happened was they forgot to bring up one of the prescriptions of the eye drops I was going to need. And it just put everything on hold for like 20 minutes while they, you know, readjusted the prescriptions for the eye drops I needed.
Yeah, so, Mercury retrograde is usually about paperwork, signing contracts and stuff.
And see, tomorrow Mercury is going to be trine Jupiter, and trines are harmonious, and Mercury is quick. Was it hips? Because Jupiter rules liver, lower back, sciatica, hips. So to me, that would be an indicator of quick.
I broke my ankle 3 different ways.
Oh, ankles are Aquarius, so we need to look at probably Saturn for that one. The nice thing that's going on is Saturn's actually making a trine to you. You were born with Jupiter, God of Blessings, expansion in Libra. And so Saturn's making harmony to that. Saturn and Aquarius rules ankles is where I'm going with that. And at the same time, we have this nice harmonious Mercury trine Jupiter, which is, you know, quick energy going on tomorrow. So that's helpful.
So that's a good day, Sharon. And what I'm getting to tell you is do not be in a hurry to put weight on that ankle.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said 6 weeks, absolutely no weight.
No weight at all. I really mean it. But knowing you, you might try to say, oh, it'll be all right, but it won't be. So please don't. That was my message for you.
Okay.
But thank you for calling this. Oh, you had one more question?
A worldly question. And that is, you know, this 3 months, everybody sees it as challenging that is coming up. And so I'm looking at what's positive. Are relationships going to heal? Are we going to start becoming more of communities? What's positive that's coming up in this next 3 months?
Well, in the way I would say it with this Mercury retrograde in Libra, the relationship sign, is people starting to bring stuff up to the surface that they've been reticent to talk about in relationships. And again, that can be home relationships, work, love, you know, family, the whole gamut. And so the beauty is, hey, we're bringing this stuff up to the surface that's been, shall we say, nagging people from below. You know, like when you say no when you really wanted to say, or when you say yes when you really wanted to say no. Well, this is going to be one of those things that's going to help people say, wait a minute, I need to communicate. And also because of the Pluto we talked about earlier, the let go and let God planet, some people are going to say, I've had enough of this relationship and I'm ready to move on. And while that may not sound nice, if you're done with the relationship and you're hanging on to it, you're not doing anybody any favors.
No, but I'm going to tell you what I sense when you just said all that, Mark, is that it's going to be easier. Both people are going to be in agreement. So it's going to be a lot easier this time as we go back over the 3 weeks, Mercury retrograde, you go back over things. It's also a great time to clean out closets and drawers. But with relationships, you may say, you know, I really have to tell you that I feel that we've been losing connections. And the other person may say, oh, I think so too. What can we do about it? Or I think so too. Maybe we had better change the relationship. So I think, Mark, it's going to be a little easier. What do you think?
I think so. And particularly for Sharon here, she has several planets in Libra. And so she's going to get practice at communicating boundaries in relationships is one of the things that's coming up for her. Because Mercury's going to be retrograde on her Saturn. So and Saturn actually is a planet that you look at and it actually rules surgeons.
So, oh, that's neat. But also I'm getting something about your mother, Sharon. Keep her at bay. That's what I heard.
Okay, thank you.
So that might help too. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Yeah, thank you both tremendously.
So, Mark?
Yeah.
We're getting to the end of the show. Is there anything else that you'd like to send out to the people?
I just want to say that the planet Mars, which rules our ambitious masculine side warrior, regardless of our gender, just moved into Libra, and it's going to be in Libra through until like Halloween. And Mars and Libra is not its favorite combination to be in, but what I like to call it is peaceful warrior or spiritual warrior, because Libra is about balance and beauty and harmony and peace and diplomacy. And so we could talk about assertive diplomacy or taking actions that are in balance or taking actions to rebalance our life is really going to be a theme through the end of October at this point in time. But in terms of the communications, this is a great opportunity to communicate whatever needs to be said, even though there are those things that maybe you didn't want to talk about or were afraid to talk about. Because if you wait till they keep festering, they'll come out in sarcastic, cynical remarks when we get to Scorpio.
Yeah, they certainly will. And that can be hurtful. I think sarcastic remarks can be very hurtful.
So it's an opportunity to communicate those things that are not necessarily in your comfort zone to communicate, mm-hmm. or to take action to rebalance your life.
Also, if there's relationships that you would like to see repaired and you're not sure if the other person feels the same way, send them a text or write them a letter or call them on the phone, because I think you might be surprised at your responses. I think there's some healing been done over the summer with relationships, especially after COVID, but you're just not telling the other person, Mark. That's what I think.
Well, that's it, because nobody wants to hurt anybody's feelings, but when they let things go that shouldn't be let go, it usually ends up worse than, if you should have done it when you should have done it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But because when you let things fester too long, it comes out as resentment or sarcastic remarks.
Yes, it can. Well, we are at the end of the show tonight. I do hope you'll consider coming on in December. I know you're cutting back next year, but we certainly would love to hear you when we get to the holiday season and the changeover to winter on the winter solstice.
Well, and Jupiter in Pisces should be a fun conversation.
Oh, wow. Okay, we will do that then. Thank you very much for being here. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And next week, I'm going to have Frank St. James on. He hasn't been on in a while. And we have some nice guests coming in November, too, different people. So I'm looking forward to all that. Now it's time to get ready for the meditation. And we're going to be working with Give Yourself Love. And we're going to hear a wonderful song by Elaine Silver. And I picked it tonight because we've got a full moon and we're coming into a new season. And it's called Blissfully Abundant. I think it's time for all of us to be feeling thankful with gratitude for where we are, who we are, what we have, and what we've accomplished thus far in life. So give yourself a hug and a pat on the back. And this is Elizabeth Joyce. I'll be with you next week. Thank you for listening and good night.
I am blissfully abundant when I gaze eyes, and I'm blissfully abundant, knowing love that never dies. I am blissfully abundant for the joyous way I feel, and I'm blissfully at peace, all is well, and I am healed. There's a brings the world to me, and this wishful state of being causes real from fantasy, for the mind that stays wide open to the goodness that it feels says I'm blissfully at peace, all is well, and I am healed. When I close my eyes and enter that time and knowledge bring, and I'm grateful for the music and the lyrics that we sing. I am grateful for desires and the blissful way I feel, and I'm gratefully at peace, all is well and
Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly meditation. Give yourself love, then pass it on. You've got this. Sit in a comfortable position. You can sit in a chair or you can lay down with your spine straight and your legs uncrossed. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And then another, and one more deep breath. Release the breath. Allow yourself to focus on your shadow side. You know, the place holding the darkness, fright, and fear. The place resisting change and flexibility. Whatever you are going through right now, please remember that you do have the tenacity to get through it. Whatever spirit and your blessed higher self has dropped into your lap, you can work through it. And why have you been asked to go through this experience, whatever it is? You've been asked to move through and out of your old ways of thinking and being. You've been asked to grow. To move you out of suffering and struggling, to move you out of lack or feelings of lack, to move you out of conditioned love, to move you out of jealousy and fear. Spirit doesn't want you in that, and you don't want you in that. It all looks like emotional pain. And sometimes it just plain looks like uncomfortableness. Sometimes it looks like some things that we don't want to go through. And so we judge it. We say, no, 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 no. This is not what it's supposed to be. This is not how life is supposed to go. I do not want to go through this. But you're not remembering that your higher self and your guides have dropped this into your lap, into your reality, in order to catapult you into the new. And that's just what this is, the new. What is the new? The new is more love, unconditional love. The new you is more freedom, more peace, more abundance, more joy. That's what your higher self and you are bringing into being right now. That's what's called the human collective, the mass consciousness
is bringing this into being right now. Ascension. Knowing the fifth dimension and unconditional love. We're moving out of old versions of ourself and into new versions of ourself. It's not always been fun, and it's definitely not always been easy. But we've got this. I promise you. Just flip your consciousness. Somewhere out there, someone really needs to hear this meditation tonight, as well as to participate in this meditation. You are not a victim. Choose. Take a deep breath. Feel your entire body relax. Take another deep breath. Now choose. Choose how you want to be. Choose. Choose to remember that nothing happens by accident. Choose to remember that all of this is not a mistake. Choose to see the experience as a lesson. Choose to allow your blessed higher self to take your hand and lead. Take a deep breath. Choose. Choose how you want to be. Choose. Choose to remember that nothing happens by accident. Choose to remember that this is not a mistake. Your higher self does have your hand right now. Choose to hear your inner voice. It's saying to you, please listen to me. Please trust that sometimes the universe has your feelings uncomfortable. Sometimes feeling uncomfortable with your emotions is how the universe moves you into the next level. The next level of unveiling your true self. It's how we move you into greater abundance, greater creativity, greater freedom, greater peace, greater joy. Together, we've got this. Your blessed higher self, you, as well as your inner child. Breathe deeply and know that you've got this. Spirit promises you, I promise you, and you promise you. You've got it. Feel the light surround you. Feel the light lightly kissing and warming your head. Throughout every upcoming day, stop and give yourself a hug. Do that now in your mind. Give yourself a hug. And in doing so, turn yourself on. If you are depressed and laying in bed, give yourself a hug for being human. If you are getting into disagreements or fights with other people, give yourself a hug for being human. If you are sad or scared or just don't know what to do, give yourself a hug for being human. It's certainly not easy right now. In this new decade, it is really not easy. And we deserve to honor ourselves for being human. Give yourself more love. Give yourself more empathy. And then turn around and give this hug to others. Give them a light hug to help them move along without fear. All of us are moving through crazy times. If you're not comfortable hugging a person physically, then visualize them in front of you and hug them with your mind. They'll feel it. They'll get it. Yes, we are going through very crazy times. You are not alone, but you've got this. And always, please remember that what you've got is the tenacity, the power, the strength to get through this. And it's partly because of what you're going through right now, right this minute today. Take a deep breath. Give yourself a long, loving hug. And remember, you are loved by the divine. You are never alone. You are supported. You are protected. And you are watched over. Be aware and be alert. You are always loved. And may we send peace out to all the other worlds and all the other beings. Take a deep breath. Relax and listen for the music upcoming by our beloved Richard Schulman.
Such a